Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Jen Falls, CEO of the Little Tree Homeschool Center. Jen was inspired when she made the decision to homeschool her daughter after being a special regular education teacher for 12 years. She felt she could bring a unique perspective to the homeschool community with her classroom experience. At Little Tree Homeschool Center, she offers homeschool coaching, end-of-the-year evaluations for Pennsylvania homeschoolers, and special education. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what do you think is one fact or a couple of facts, whatever, that most people don't know about your industry?
Well, hello, everybody. I am Jen Falls from Little Tree Homeschool Center. And I would say that a fun fact is that many people often think that with homeschooling, there's too much isolation. And really, it's very much that the program the parent creates at their home is very individualized. It's very safe. It's very comfortable. There's so many opportunities, especially now that we're post-COVID, things are getting back to normal. Field trips, learning experiences, co-ops are coming back. There's also tons of resources available. There was resources available before COVID, but since COVID, it is even just exploded with the magnitude of curriculum and free courses and more courses, even at, you know, out school, things like that, that you can pay for. And I really think the most important part is the multi-age socialization, that, you know, the children aren't, you know, just with one age. They're with multi-ages, older, younger, visiting nursing centers. You know, there's tons of opportunities for real life experiences.
I love that. And that's so true. Now with just, I think, you know, COVID, yes, it was bad in some parts, but it also opened up this whole new world that we can take advantage of. And then there, now there's so much more opportunity for, you know, education to be so individualized. You know, I've been teaching the public school system for, I don't even know how many years now, I think over 20 years. And every time I look at the IEP, the individualized education plan, I'm like, gee, it looks a lot like every other kid's individualized education
plan. I know.
There's like really nothing individualized because it's impossible. Like only thing they can really individualize is like, so how many times, how long, or, you know, when can you give them a test? And that's really it. Everything else has to be super standardized. And I just find that the homeschool, you know, curriculums and arena really just, oh my gosh, it's like, it's almost like by default, it specializes in individualizing things for kids, whether it's for, you know, gifted or for special education, for anything. Right. And which gets me into what you do. You're an advocate for excellence in special education. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about what you do and what you do for the homeschool community and alternative education communities?
Yeah, so I guess I too was a public school teacher for 12 years. So I have the background of education, and then I started to homeschool my daughter because of medical reasons, and that brought me into the homeschool world. But I always, you know, my passion, I was a special education teacher for a long time. And I was, you know, that regular teacher that received most of the special education children. So my two businesses, Little Tree Homeschool Center and Excellence Education, at times they overlap because from COVID and even before that, I have families that leave the public school system and start to homeschool and their children have IEPs, or I have families that were homeschoolers. And because I offer homeschool coaching, they spend a lot of time with me. And I might notice some little red flags here or there. And when they decide to go into the public school system, I then help them transition and I begin to advocate for them. And I am a national special education advocate. I'm certified. So I do work across the country. I have clients in various states. Predominantly, I find that the key, even as a homeschool family, is letting the parents know that you are a part of the team, whether it's picking your curriculum for homeschool or driving that IEP, you are your child's best advocate. And that is so very important. And I do agree with what you're saying about the IEPs right now, because I read a lot of IEPs. And unfortunately, I'm finding that writing has become an area where my clients' children are appearing to be neurotypical when they're really not. And because our bar has been, the standard has been lowered because of COVID, and especially I'm seeing it with like seventh grade right now. Those children, they had that time period. Now my, you know, I call them my kids, but my kids really do need that support. But because that rubric has been lowered, you know, all the children are suffering. And I think that's where, you know, when a family then says, hey, Jen, should we homeschool? And I put it out there. It's not an easy job, but you definitely can then provide direct, explicit instruction. You're able to meet their needs. You are able to look at their comorbidities that lie within the disability and just, you know, create this foundation for your child. And if you do it, even if you're an unschooler or traditional schooler, as long as you continue to maintain your child's skills, they'll be successful no matter how they go. And I do get to graduate homeschoolers here in Pennsylvania. So it is really fun to watch the growth of a transcript develop as a homeschooler, you know, and incorporate all these different aspects. So, you know, there's no right way to educate your child. It's following what your child needs.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're so diverse. You're like spread out throughout all the types of education. So you really have an understanding of what is going to be good for the child. You know, I think a lot of parents, there are some that take them out of the public school because of just the curriculum that is in there that is actually pretty toxic. And then there are others who take them out because of, you know, like you said, comorbidities, and they don't want them to be around certain things. And honestly, however, me personally, I'm like, however you take them out, I'm a personal advocate. I mean, I teach in the public school, but I'm like, right. Just get your kid out. I promise you it's going to be way better. Like, it's just, because I just think about, yeah, I think about me when I went to school. Like, I can literally remember going into school, having a very strong connection with my mom, you know, finding her to be like one of the most amazing people, and then leaving high school and just not having any respect for my parents, the country, or, you know, anything. And then having to like rebuild that and work on that all over again, that was really a rough thing. And then to come back in my late 20s to understand that everything I've been given has been, you know, a gift, and, you know, kind of just getting that resentfulness, being like, wow, I was really like duped. So And as a public school teacher, I've also watched, like you said, that rubric. It been diluted and watered down, and how they're bringing in these other types of curriculum standards that are supposedly supposed to meet kids. And they're actually, what they're doing is they're exposing kids to adult matter at a very young age. Oh my gosh. I mean, like, it actually reminds me of a scripture. It says, better that you have a millstone tied around your neck than for you to harm and be thrown into the ocean than you harm one of my little ones. And that's like, oh my
so
God.
Powerful. Like, so powerful.
You know,
and the other population I think that right now is really suffering is our 2E, the twice exceptional. So they're gifted and they have a disability. And I think that is like an area that is forgotten. And, you know, we see these challenges, and when those children go through, they don't fit any box.
Correct.
And they are our future leaders. And unfortunately, they're often, you know, looked upon and forgotten.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you, because I went to public school, and I suffered from major anxiety. I mean, my mom knew every morning I was going to pretend to throw up or try some way, go to the nurse. I mean, I was notorious for taking that thermometer out of my mouth and rubbing it on my, you know, my uniform, because I did Catholic school at the time, but for a little stint. So, you know, I was not a child that I suffered from anxiety, and unfortunately that was not recognized, and it wasn't recognized. So when I took a test, they would let me go to a special place and chew gum. You know, that was like huge. I got to do that. But
Wow.
let's be honest, nowadays that's a sensory piece that, you could have had it in a 504 and an IEP. It helps reduce the chewing or the anxiety. So I do agree with you. And I think that, oftentimes when we see these little things pop up, we never know how it's going to affect the child or what's going to be said to the child,
Right.
especially sometimes one thing can stick with you forever. And I think that's most important is, sometimes I am in these schools and, I did have a situation where the way the teacher spoke to the child, he felt threatened.
Oh,
And,
wow.
that child will never forget what that teacher said, even though we resolved it and moved forward. And I think that's where we have to remember, like, as teachers, we come with great power that often in the slip of a tongue can change a child's life. I know I was told by a guidance counselor in high school, you'll never be anything more than a shopping clerk, Now I'm master's plus and two businesses later, but I still think of that. So, for some children that lights fires. For me, it lit my fire. For others, they believe it. They
That's
believe
so
it
true.
and will achieve it.
Yeah, that's so funny because I had a guidance counselor too tell me, like, but I actually cut out of school. I'm going to be really transparent. Like, I dropped out of school for a year and a half. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I hated it. Like, I just
You
didn't want
hated
to
it.
go. And, when I decided that I was like, you know what? I really want to graduate. I don't want to be a high school dropout. And I went back for my senior year, but I had to make up half of 10th grade, all of 11th grade, all of 12th grade. And I had to do it in 1 year. And I did. I literally did 28 classes in 1 year. And I went to two different schools, but to advocate for myself, to
Right.
advocate for myself was
Huge.
so hard because my guidance counselor told me that I was going to amount to nothing. That he told me that he even pulled out my race. He was like, "You're Puerto
Whoa.
Rican." Yeah. I remember. He's like, "You're
Wow.
Puerto Rican. You're not going to make it. You're going to end up on welfare like everybody else." I mean, I was just like,
Oh my.
whoa. I remember looking at him and he was like, just get your GED and move on. And I mean, back then I was a super rebel. So it was like anything you said, I was going to do the opposite.
Exactly.
And it like you, it lit a fire. And I was like,
Right.
oh my gosh, how dare you
Right.
determine my future? I mean, I said every colorful word to him that day. And I was like,
Good
and
for
you're going to
you.
watch me graduate. He's like, oh yeah, well then I'm here. So he gave me 14 classes a day. Like he was such a jerk.
Oh,
Yeah. Yeah. He
wow.
did everything in his power to try and make me
Take
give
you
up.
down.
Oh, totally. So I was in school from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. every day for a year. Oh yeah. Yeah, I was like, but I'm going to do it. I was like, I'm going to do it
Yes.
and I'm going to graduate. And I did. I graduated. And when I walked down that aisle, nobody in the school knew me. You know how everybody was like clapping for
Yes.
people? I mean, it was like Jackie Martinez. And then it was like Bexida Martinez. Crickets.
That's
Crickets.
what
Yeah,
you
that was
did
my.
it, right?
Oh my gosh, I did do it.
Yep.
And I looked at him and I took my degree and I actually like pushed it in his face, like, off
Good
on
for
stage. And I
you.
was like, And I kept walking. I mean, three people clapped for me. My dad, actually, yeah, my dad, my mom, and a best friend of mine. That was it. But you want to know what? Oh
That made
my
all the difference.
gosh. It
That
made
mattered more than
everything.
anything.
Those three claps. Oh, it was beautiful.
I have to tell you, last year I had a beautiful story similar to that. It was a homeschool situation where the 12th grader flunked, but she was on the younger side. And so what we did is we swung her to homeschool, and this girl worked so hard, similar to you, because she didn't want to get the GED. And we were able to literally piecemeal it together. And I stayed by her side with her mom, and there was some major struggles. But in the end, we graduated her with her homeschool diploma, and I put my cap and gown on, we make a
That's
whole thing.
awesome.
And I have to tell you, I was so proud of her. So
That's
proud
so
of
cool.
her. Because you know what? that made a difference. That public school system might have given up on her, but we had the opportunity to save her. And that might have made a difference in her the rest of her life. You know,
that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, and I was actually on the younger side too, which made it, I graduated at 17 still. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, it was one of those things where, I was actually a 2E kid. I came in, okay. I was highly yep. gifted. I came into high school like a half a year ahead, but I struggled in comprehension. Like there was
huge.
Just, yep. yeah, for some reason, if I read something, I couldn't comprehend what I was reading. Everything else, like I was able, like artistically, I was gifted. I was able to understand things if you told them to me. I could see things. Right. I could put things together. Like I was able to, I didn't know how I was able to create and build things without ever seeing it being made. I just knew about pressures and it was just really interesting. But when it came down to reading comprehension, destroyed, and I could barely ever make a C. If I made a C, though, those were my hundreds. C's yes. were my hundreds. Those
right.
are my
and
hundreds.
What a shame, because you know what? That is the piece that often, once you get past decoding and fluency, reading comprehension is a very challenging skill to isolate and teach, because there was probably a particular pattern to why you weren't comprehending and the types of questions that you needed, you know? And so it's amazing, because you had the 2E too, it was probably easily looked over.
Yeah, it really was. And I actually felt really awkward, because I was like, man, why am I, you know, I wasn't 100%
yeah.
sure. And they always call, they always, so back then, I guess they would call us, with potential. There's so much potential here. There's so much potential. And I'm like,
but you are working at your potential.
Yeah. I was like, I don't even know what that means. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
No. So it's so awesome that, you know, you are, you know, that's your focus. You advocate, you know, you advocate for excellence in this area where you're normalizing a lot of things for kids and helping them through such a really rough time, because it's not easy. So mm-hmm. How can parents connect with you? How can they reach out to you and get your resources?
Great. That's a great question. So I actually have both businesses on Facebook. You can find Little Tree Homeschool Centers on Facebook. And then also Excellence Special Education Advocacy is right there as well. You can also call the office. My office number is 484-938-8744. And if they reach out and mention LTHC5, you know, I am offering a discount for anybody who calls in and mentions that through our podcast today.
Awesome. Awesome. So as we're wrapping up, Jen, what is one big takeaway you want to leave with families today?
You know, I just really want everyone to know that you are your child's best teacher and best advocate. And I know sometimes it cannot feel that way, but you really, truly are.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today and just sharing your wisdom and your knowledge and just the opportunity to be able to hear some really, you know, deep examples, especially the one with the girl. Wow. I mean, amazing.
So proud of her. Thank you so much for reaching out and having me today. It was an honor.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.